This episode of One Shot is sponsored by Know Your Company. Do you have 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better. Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. This week, we are continuing our L5R series. I hope everyone is as much caught up in the drama as we were when we were recording it. Before we get to the show, there are a lot of nasty rumors that are resurfacing that there's some sort of one-shot secret archive, and that there's a clandestine organization known as the Unprompted who's guarding its secrets. This is preposterous. There's certainly not a hidden trail of riddles that you can follow in order to prove your loyalty to the Unprompted and be rewarded with a free piece of the one-shot secret archive, which doesn't exist! That's so stupid. I can't believe I have to explain this to you people. There's no secret archive. Kat and I are not planning a big announcement soon about hours of unreleased one-shot content, including the lost Star Wars episodes and games that I've recorded with my family. That is dumb. Put it out of your head. It doesn't exist. With all that out of the way, let's get to the show.
The stones and the hill, the area that we're in, these are just standard stones. They're not jade. There's no traces of anything like that.
As far as you're aware.
He is going to think about that very heavily for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, the body, of course, is lying face down. Again, you recognize it clear as day, crab armor. You don't recognize anyone specific.
Would touching the armor count as touching the dead flesh? Could I grab
perhaps if you poked it with something. Physical contact is...
Yeah, it's unbefitting of a samurai to roll a dead body over, but poking it with a stick, oh, that's definitely okay.
Well, my thought was to take like my katana and like sort of stab in and then use it.
Just sheathed, perhaps roll it over.
Yeah.
We'll roll with this. Okay, so you use your sheathed katana, you roll it over. Again, clearly a dead crab. You do not recognize him. He has been dead for a fair amount of time. And of course, the other thing that is blatantly apparent is a hole has been cut out through his chest where his heart would have been.
Okay. Do I not recognize him because he's unrecognizable, or he's not someone I know?
He's just not something you're... I mean, there's over 200,000 crab samurai, okay. So it's just... Normally, unless you're directly from them or directly engaged in it, even though it's in your family,
right.
Families well, are
based
very...
Based on what Daigatsu said earlier, I thought this might have been my brother, because he sort of indicated that he might be dead, or he's mm-hmm. not to think that. So that's what I was thinking I was going to find.
Okay, well, at least that's avoided. What is the specific language on the scroll that I received again? Or was there not specific
common?
Language?
As far as what was said?
Yeah.
It was to the gist of...
I'm looking for some wiggle room here, because I know that it was definitely telling me to just back the Spider Clan. However, I could justify it to be... do the right thing if it's worded the right way.
The gist of it was, you had the letter from your daimyo said, thank you for going mm-hmm. on this mission. We certainly appreciate it. We hope that you'll bring clarity to the situation and bring whatever he said, help or something like that to an old friend of the family, Daigotsu Jin. I'm sure you will do the right thing.
Yes, I will help him.
Yeah. Okay.
Because yeah, by saving his honor, that would be helpful. Oh, by not yes. letting him make a terrible mistake.
Most certainly.
And die before he can get negative honor. Or more negative honor.
So, other than this, the scene seems relatively dead. Mm. It's clearly a past traumatic event that okay. occurred here.
So, I mean, we'll inspect the area for anything else that might be there first. You know.
Is the statue still glowing?
It is not. It has not glowed, even if you picked it up.
Oh.
Even if you picked it up, it has not glowed again.
This is disconcerting. Evidence seems to be strongly falling in favor of tampering, specifically by a party that wanted to dam the river.
True. The apparent motive would point towards facilitating the building of the temple.
Certainly that is the most direct motive. However... extrapolating his words earlier, the temple appears to be merely the tip of his ambition. I believe we are at an impasse currently. On our word, we could assuredly convict, and on our word, condemn this man and his decisions. However, without compelling evidence, I believe we would not win hearts and minds. He is clearly a strong ruler and beloved by his people, which would mean any action against him would most certainly result in battle, which, at least my mission specifically, is to prevent, as I don't believe it would be good for either the spiders or the crabs. However, it's a question of whether or not we could catch him red-handed, so to speak. If we were to go there now, we could accomplish what we needed to accomplish, but it wouldn't be enough to succeed in a larger mission.
True. It would be a temporary solution. The core of the problem would continue, and we would only be returning to this debate between the families.
Undamming the river would unleash an angry tide.
But it would set nature on the correct course once again.
Indeed, there are ways we could undam the river at a trickle and slowly ease it back to its natural state, the methodology for which is difficult.
I love that plan.
Sorry. So, the three samurai sit and contemplate the fate that they are about to bring upon the region. They have evidence laid out before them. What is their next move?
It's a good question.
Well, if that jade statue is a supernatural sensing device, we could, because we didn't have it when we first got to town. We got it later. Maybe we could carry it through town and see if it goes off.
But why would he give us such a device? That would lead to his undoing.
I'm still not convinced he's the one that we're after.
He's the one currently who stands to benefit most from this river-changing course.
But if you want to hang an ambitious man, you give him enough rope.
True, but in the hanging, I believe several dozen men will die along with him, which is not what I intend to do. Are there any other leaders of the Spider Clan? Is he the go-to person in this area, the only daimyo?
Within this region, yes.
No rivals that would help us.
Who was the guy we met, the first guy, the sickly crab?
Yusuke Fujito, and he is the providence leader for the crab in this area.
Yeah. See, I'm not convinced that Yasuki isn't the person behind all of this.
Explain your reasoning.
I believe that he might have been contaminated based off of his illness early on, and that he may have facilitated this specifically to create a war that would lead the spiders being excised back out of the empire.
That could be a result that crabs would desire. After all, the crabs know warfare, and they are comfortable with warfare.
And they want to show themselves superior to their spider brethren, that they feel slighted by them coming to their rescue.
Indeed, there does appear to be motivation. I suppose he is the sort that would not be strong enough to prove himself right in a duel, and that is probably the eventuality that he fears most. It seems unlikely that he would set up a situation that would force his hand in such a matter, and he did not seem eager, as did the spider daimyo, to receive arbitration. Both of them wish to settle this alone. It is worth investigating.
Ida, your thoughts?
Well, at this point, the evidence trail seems to have concluded. But we do not have a definitive answer.
No. We do not have enough to sway the tide on either side.
There would be a slim possibility that this statue is a key to something.
Indeed.
There would be a slim possibility, if we returned to the crab homelands, that something would reveal itself to us with this new element of investigation.
That is also true. I believe, for now, in this area, we have investigated what we could. And as far as I understand, out of character, as the people who were sent here to make this decision and sort of arbitrate, if we make an accusation and state what it is, that's sort of that's law, right?
That's definitive. It is in
okay.
slightly odd gray area in that people of lower status have been sent to make a ruling on people of higher status.
Yeah.
But it is accepted that you are doing it on behalf of people of even higher status. So you all were specifically sent to essentially arbitrate this decision, and it's being accepted that your decision will be law.
Okay.
Okay. So another out of character, another consideration is if we could get each of them alone separately and tell them that we found the source of the river and it was some sort of natural event. It was like a rock slide. The one that's most upset about us finding that, like their reaction to that information might give us, did they know about
it? We're doing a King Solomon split the baby and see which mother wants to.
Yeah.
No.
There is definitely wisdom in those words. However, the reaction to us discovering truth on either side, assuming both parties were innocent, which is deeply unlikely.
I agree.
Would probably cause conflict either way. I do not trust our skills to hold back either force should one decide to go to battle. If the crab were to discover that the river had been dammed up, most assuredly their warriors would be riled up, to say the least. If the spider were to discover that this is most certainly not an act of the kami, they would also react. We may not be able to tell what their reaction is based on giving them the information outright.
I can't disagree. Again, maybe plan F.
Are there other ways to determine the source of Maho? Would there be other forms of evidence? Is there a way that you can detect taint in people?
I don't have that ability.
The one thing you have seen done before, although you don't do it because it's not specifically of your province, but generally speaking, when Jade comes in contact with someone who does have the Shadowlands taint, it tends to singe their skin.
And does Maho necessitate taint?
Yes.
Okay.
Casting even one spell and you are corrupted.
Well, here is an interesting turn with that revelation. The Spider Clan leader was working with Jade. However, we do know it is an altered form of Jade.
Perhaps the inclusion of the Dark Spirit is what kept that singeing from happening.
Indeed.
That would indicate to me that there is a far more nefarious purpose behind these events. If one would go so far as to infect an otherwise purifying substance with a dark spirit, that person must be far more tainted and evil than we have seen.
I believe the dark forces stand to gain most by the Spider Clan and the Crab Clan warring with one another. I think unity is the solution to many problems. However, there are grave, grave problems that now divide the spiders and the crabs, and both sides have legitimate claim.
Ah, but the best way to bring two forces together is against a common foe.
Indeed. We must provide evidence of the common foe, be that some wolf in a sheep's clothing or a larger force separate from both parties.
Hida, could you excise the dark spirit from the statue?
I do not know if that is within my spellcasting capability.
It is. It's an innate ability.
But I could certainly...
Can you excise the dark spirit from this easy, statue?
Look at that, banishing the spirits. Oh, funny.
Because if we can excise it and take it back to Daigutsu, he touches it, not realizing it, he singes, then we have our answer.
Yes, and I believe it would be possible to trick him into touching it.
It is certainly...
We will need to call both leaders together to resolve the conflict, have them both in one place. It would be easily possible to get one or both of them to touch the statue, but I believe that is a final move, a final stroke.
Spider and Crab both, upon seeing that evidence of the singeing, would immediately react and unite.
Indeed.
It is certainly a course of action that makes sense, and while it would be an extreme use of my influence and abilities, I certainly could attempt it.
I believe we'll sort that as Plan D. First, there is more investigation to be done. And perhaps it seems that neither of us are intimately familiar with the leaders of this area, but we could glean information by speaking to those close to them.
That sounds awesome. Okay, so you all are three still out in the woods, having a nice long debate. Where do we stand? What do we want to do?
I kind of feel like we should have you try to excise early, because if it doesn't work, then that's no longer any plan because it didn't work. If it does work, then it's in our back pocket the whole time.
That's fair. If we're out here not being like observed by anyone.
We've obviously been standing here for an hour talking, right? And no one's interrupted us.
I mean, worst case, like Flash Gordon, you throw like a football and make the guy catch it. You know?
Okay.
It's not a Flash Gordon reference.
Flash!
The story of Flash.
Okay, so are you're going to attempt to banish the spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Normally what you have to do is, again, do a sense spell, but you're already aware of it. So what you must do to try and banish it is you have to do a... I haven't done banishing in a while. You have to do a spellcraft roll with three raises on it.
Okay.
To banish it. What's your current void ring?
Three.
Wonderful. You can do it. Your raises are actually limited by your void ring.
Right.
So if you only had two, you had to blow a void point to get an extra one. But you have three, so you're good. So at a TN of 25,
okay,
you have to make a spellcraft roll.
Which I'm only at a 5 keep 2.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you can always void point to get an extra 1K1.
Right.
But that is where you stand on it. And you do know that if you fail to banish a spirit, they have a habit of acting violently. Something about not wanting to be kicked out of their current realm of existence.
Right. Is this using one of my spell slots, or is this just an innate ability as a
spellcaster? You normally have to do a sense to actually get it, but you're already aware of it.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
I'm going to try it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I will also spend a void point.
Void point. So I give you an extra 1K1.
So this is going to be a 6 keep 3 roll. Hida will take a few moments to prepare himself, focus. He will certainly advise his compatriots to stand back in case something goes horribly wrong.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Saki. Hold my sake.
Redneck samurai moments caught on film.
It fell off as a reroll.
No good, it was worse. Nope.
Can't get there.
That will fail because that is only a... 7 is 16.
16. As you try and do it, you hear another horrible screeching, and literally the jade statue bursts into pieces.
Oh, good.
And you see the green spirit that was inside shoot up towards the sky.
Wrong one, Hida!
And then you see the dark one is sitting there, almost a little confused, and it looks to one side, and it looks to the other, and it sees its body... And it walks over to where the crab body is laying, and you see it sort of tug on the arm a couple times, and then it slowly disperses upward.
It cannot be helped. But we did learn something valuable in that, and if he indeed crafted such a statue, it is a grave crime against the kami and against men.
True. Even in one avenue of failure, information has been revealed that may set us on another path.
I believe our action now should be to go to the crab. We have some suspicion cast by Haruma-san, and that may or may not be a true thing, but we can at least find jade amongst the crab. All may not be lost.
Are the shards of the statue completely worthless at this point?
They are still pieces of jade. They are sharp and prickly, as jade tends to splinter, but they are still pieces of jade.
Well, I will certainly gather up what I'm able to safely recover.
Okay.
And put it in my pouch or pack.
Small pouch, sure.
I'll look for a couple as well, particularly maybe something that could be used as an arrowhead.
That idea, yes. Find something similarly or adequate for you.
So we should return back the way we came.
We could, we do have the option of speaking to a spider on our way back. There is some hostility already, towards our presence, and Certainly, at this time, most people are loyal to their daimyo, and it will be reported whatever conversation we do have. So, if we were to have one, we must choose our words carefully, but it is most certainly an option to be considered.
Possibly some of the workers at the Temple Foundation?
They might be more forthcoming with their words, but again, any samurai could command them to recount the conversation.
Well, remember that it was samurai we saw working.
Indeed. I believe there is a way to talk around the issue. It might be more usual to see a spider working, but it struck me as odd. Haruma-san, is it typical for spider samurai to do that much manual labor in a new construction?
No, that was unusual. It could be the haste that they are trying to construct, and they may not have yet brought some of the common folk with them. The samurai only were here, so it may be necessity more than anything.
We may get some useful information, but we will be tipping our hand to a potentially dangerous enemy.
We are surrounded by danger no matter what course of action we take.
This is truth.
If we can gain some bit of insight, that is worth the risk.
Insight is worth many risks.
So I say that we retrace our steps and attempt to speak with some of the samurai we saw working.
Okay. And with that, you all make your way back across the river. Of course, the body of the Oni is still lying there, and you exit back out the way that you came through. It is now, the sun is not set, but it is most certainly getting later on in the day at this point. You might as well have just set up tea out there, I guess, in the little ritual field, but,
I can see us having tea over this conversation.
Tea ceremony is a very important part of it. It's actually a skill. it's very important. It recovers void points. It's really useful, actually. As you exit back out, you head down the ravine. Again, it's not dark, but you probably only have a couple hours of sunlight left. And as you come up on the scene, you see sort of what you saw before. Again, spider samurai, they're not wearing their armor, but they are clearly samurai, that are working, they're gathering supplies, they're moving stuff from here to there. The one thing you notice is odd is that they do seem to see you all coming up. They don't really do anything about it, but they stop pretty regularly. Like, you'll just see them walking, carrying something, they'll set it down and just stop for 30 seconds a minute and then pick it up and continue. And this seems to repeatedly happen over and over and over again. More weird shit to try to make sense of.
Yeah.
It's like there's a whole world full of this.
Is there a way I can roll investigate? And
sure.
Yeah, see if there's like a pattern to it. If it's...
That is going to be 24.
Oh, well, apparently perhaps you've actually seen some of the monks of the dragon practice this similar thing, and it is clearly some sort of ritualized prayers that they are offering every time that they stop.
Good thing we investigated that. That would have been a stupid question to ask them.
It's clearly slowing down the work, but it is pretty obvious to you. They are stopping almost on a dime every single time, and it's the entire group of them stop simultaneously. They all offer up prayers, and then they continue. So you're outside of speaking distance with them, but can clearly see them. Again, they're aware of you, but have not really done anything to address you one way or another.
I'm trying to determine what we want to ask them without going too deep on this.
Could we ask them something about the speed of their labor?
I mean, we know they're praying as they're building a temple. That makes total sense to me.
But to whom are they praying? Taiden Samurai says what?
Right. They're building a temple to someone specific. I don't
to
remember.
The wife of
Shahai. Yeah,
a temple to Shahai, so
who's a mortal they view as a goddess.
Yeah. I feel the important information that we can get is whether the behavior of their daimyo has changed recently. It could always have been the same. It's a tricky thing because, you know, obviously we don't want the daimyo to know that we're too deeply onto him, but we need, if there's a chance that we can get a little bit more information off these people, it's good. It's just,
I would like to ask if the jade that he was working was brought with him. Did they gather it here, or was it perhaps a gift from someone else?
Mm, fair enough. Who wants to do the talking? Is that going to be me?
You're the best at it.
Okay. So I approach the spiders, and I sit at a distance, making it clear that I wish to talk, but I am also not being so rude as to interrupt their labor and prayer. So I do that.
Okay. After a few moments, they clearly sort of keep looking at you going, why are you here? And continue about their thing. And then one of them finally sort of break ranks and walks over to you and gives a bow. He seems to look you over a couple of times, and then his demeanor kind of changes mm-hmm. a little bit to a lot more inviting. And he actually offers a second deep bow to you. Mm-hmm. And he introduces himself as Daigotsu Roku.
And I bow at a level denoting that I understand that I'm interrupting what he's doing.
It is no concern to us that you're observing the construction of the statue to the great Shahai. We certainly appreciate all of the dragon's efforts to what the spider have been doing.
And indeed, I would like the dragons to continue to aid the spider in whatever way they can, which is why I am here. I am here to resolve this trifling argument over the river. I have a few questions, mostly formality, I assure you.
Certainly.
Let's see here. First of all, just questions about your daimyo. Obviously, he is a man of honor, and I must be able to corroborate his honor. And he clearly has an interesting hobby. In the land that I am from, samurai do take on crafts, and obviously crafting jade takes clear precision and skill. Has he done this his entire life?
Oh, yes. Daigotsu Jin, it has been a hobby of his since childhood. He has always enjoyed the works of jade. It is, I guess as he would say, artistic beauty, although... That is for men of his station to worry about. But he is quite infatuated with it. You should ask him about it sometime. He does tend to go on at length about it.
Indeed, I must. This statue, gesturing over the construction site, it will be grand when it is completed.
Indeed, it will. A statue to our goddess, one that is devoid of these lands and needed to be reclaimed. As a matter of fact, this was the location where she gave birth to Daigotsu Genpeki, Daigotsu's son, and who will be heir to our clan.
Indeed, this spot or this region?
This very spot.
My word! I am unfamiliar with the history of this area. That is fascinating. I have read the history of her journey and ascension, and it is most certainly a fascinating one. You must have been planning a statue like this, a monument to her, for quite some time.
When opportunity arises and we are instructed, we do as we are told. An opportunity arose, the seas parted, and we did not have to barricade them ourselves to make a dam.
Oh, of course, of course.
Thus, we build our grand statue.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Were you planning for another site originally before the opportunity arose, or?
That is the decisions of Daigotsu Jin.
Aha.
We always wanted to build a statue here to honor the great goddess and the birth of Genpeki, but location was an issue, as we would say. An issue that I believe we have resolved.
The kami have certainly chosen a resolution.
Yeah, that's one way to say it.
It was Jin himself who informed me that this is the work of kami.
Then it must be the work of kami.
Indeed. Well, this is truly wonderful. Truly wonderful. I am so very pleased that the spiders have found a home to honor their goddess in a way that truly befits her glory.
When we open the statue, you will be of the first we invite to worship.
I will be honored. Gentlemen, do we think we need to know anything else?
Do you have flood insurance?
this ridiculous image of the Kami, or Kami wanted it to be that way, and I had a Dragon Ball Z flashback of him sitting on that lookout and going, this is how I want the dam to go.
Oh my god. This is... It appears so cut and dry. I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, all roads point to Gaitu. At this point, I don't really think that, that there's really anything else to look into.
Unless
we're missing something.
Yeah. I thank him for his time.
Mm-hmm. And he returns back to his work site.
Yeah. We must return to the crab and think of a strategy. The situation is becoming more grave by the moment.
So, with that, you return back to town. Night is just about falling. As you are entering into the town, you notice there's quite a commotion going about. Samurai moving back and forth. A lot of ribble-rabble. You see most often there's a lot of peasants running into hiding. You just see them duck and cover and run, which often is a sign of combat is coming.
Mm-hmm.
As you get closer into town, you see in sort of the open square in front of where the sake bar was. There is a large number of crab samurai in full armor that have gathered, and they've sort of circled up and are looking inward at something that you can't see from your position, because it's obscured from all of the bodies.
All right.
Because I am small, I might be able to fit through rather
than absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you duck through, and there's a lot of pushing and shoving. You can see they're all trying to get a look and see what exactly is going on. And once you get sort of towards the front, you see that they've got two posts that they've hammered into the ground, and there are two separate there's two individual spider samurai that they have tied to the post that are beaten and bloodied.
Oh goodness. Okay.
There are both sitting on the ground because you see that their knees have been broken. And there's a couple crab inquisitors that are standing above them shouting and riling up the crowd, and the crowd is loving it at this stage. And the chant that seems to be going out is two of us, two of theirs.
Etiquette time is like, can they do this?
No. I mean, this okay. would be cold-blooded murder.
Right.
Can I, with my experience with the crab and station, do the whole shoulder through the crowd and shout at them kind of thing?
Certainly. The Shugenja are always highly respected because they're rare. It's only about 1% of samurai have the gift to talk to the Kami. So there's always sort of extra credence given to Shugenja. So you may certainly try.
Yeah, I think in the moment before seeing that, because he is kind of at the outside of the crowd, he would certainly. I mean, we're all crab. We tend to be kind of rough and tumble. So
certainly,
he would start to shoulder his way through, clear his throat overly loud,
and as of course you get to the center, you see the section, and sort of as you shove, you kind of get a lot of these little shove backs, and then they look and kind of see who you are. So again, you dress a certain way, and they're kind of like okay, and move out of your way to give you room. They assume you're of course important. Right. And as you get to the front, you see the scene. We have little Haruma who's for some reason appear peering between legs like he's a 6-year-old kid at a parade. And although the parade is the horrific sight of two men who have been beaten and are tied to poles with inquisitors standing above them, one is actually holding what's called a tetsuba, which is a big long wooden bat with iron barbs on either side of it, that they like to use for smashing things.
Is he holding it, like, cocked back to swing at them?
He's spinning it in the air. He's clearly, ideally, it's probably been used on these prisoners.
Right.
But he currently is using it to rile up the crowd.
So these are hype men at this point.
Yes. It's a lot of anger, a lot of jubilation at the moment. A combination of the two.
I think in his, not anger, but definitely upset state of mind, I think Hita would grab the clubs from these two men and throw them on the ground and reprimand them very sternly for behaving so inappropriately.
And immediately you grab them, they hit the ground, clank, 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 because they're wooden, and everyone just goes, and just holds their breath simultaneously because there's a Shugenji and you see the Inquisitor. He turns around ready to strike and sees who you are and restrains his anger. And he just looks at you. Two of us, two of them.
Such mentality is unbecoming of the clan. I'll just stare him down.
I have heard tell of crabs a being of the utmost honor. I would not want to be disappointed.
And at this point, it seems like all three of you have kind of made through the crowd and are standing in front. What do you know of what they've done to us?
I know.
And everyone sort of cheers at his words. Of the injustice, of the abominations that they have brought on our family for centuries. And everyone chants it back again. This is justice.
I know that you have stood against those abominations. Every crab who has died at the hands of darkness is owed the honor of upholding what separates us from that darkness.
And he picks the Tetsuba back up and points at one of those. That is darkness. That is an abomination.
That remains to be seen, and there are ways that are established, even within the crab, to handle it in a more appropriate manner. Each one of you knows that. Your Shugenja disapproves. If he disapproves, you know what is right and what is wrong. Every crab knows honor. And that is what I have been taught of your clan.
And he feels the tongue lashing pretty hard, and he's trying to find a way in his mind to re-justify the actions, but he's clearly lost the crowd. You see members sort of dispersing back a little bit. And he looks them over and he drops the bat. He walks away. The crowd slowly starts to disperse.
No.
we're sorry. Yeah. We got caught up in the moment.
Yeah. I know someone's going to explain this.
Well, as they kind of break up, the one thing that you do see is standing back a little ways, but clearly up and present because he's on his high horse. Yusuke Fujito, the very young, sickly, crab who is the Lord of this region, has been perched on his horse watching what has happened and has remained silent, and he watches as the samurai disperse, and you see him sort of turn the horse slightly and start walking up the path to where there's another building, clearly his location where he lives.
The
I don't know if I want to do a power play like that.
The first
That's
thing
what this game's about.
The first thing Hita would do as the crowd disperses.
Mm-hmm.
He will go to each of the beaten spider and cut them free of their bonds. Essentially, kind of doing the field medic check them over thing.
Right.
But he would carefully have a shard of the jade in his hand.
Mm.
And maybe as he is checking them over for their wounds, make sure it touches their raw flesh.
And as you do that and check it, you touch it twice and don't see any singeing from it.
To either of them.
Either.
Cool. I'm going to do that dumb power play at the same time while he's doing this. So, nonsensically, I have horsemanship as a skill. There are no horses in my region, so I don't know how I got this skill.
There's no tuna in your region either, but...
But I damn sure know... there is a way to command horses with a certain frequency of whistle, and I am going to whistle to stop this horse.
Absolutely.
How
you
many
are.
Raises do I need to do?
I'll tell you what. You just want it to stop?
Yeah.
You don't have to make any raises. We'll roll the die and see how well we do.
All right. I rolled two ones, and I don't have a focus in it, right?
Because
I don't
not.
Have anything.
Unless you had horse whistling
no,
as a focus.
No, I did not have horse whistling.
If you had horse whistling as a focus, you'd get to re-roll that. So it would have been an odd choice, but yeah. Obviously present circumstance.
That's an 11.
Okay, 11. No, it's enough. You do the whistle, and, and you see it sort of start to stutter and stop, like he doesn't know what to do. And he's fumbling with the reins. And more than anything, you notice that from your horsemanship, not even so much of your expert skill at stopping it, that he doesn't really have a good idea of how to ride a horse. So it stops and stutters, and he comes out of the seat, and he's grabbing onto the neck of this thing to keep from falling on the ground because it suddenly stopped. And he kind of slowly backs off of it and perches himself back on the seat.
Is he injured or tired?
Not sure. Maybe just clumsy. Maybe just bad at horses.
Hida-san, check him over.
What is the meaning of this?
Is he still stumbling at this point?
He stayed on the horse. He just stumbled forward onto its neck and then got himself back in the saddle.
What is the meaning of a daimyo throwing out the law? Crabs have law, very little of it, but what little is left is most important.
It is true, the spider do not follow Bushido, but the last I heard, the crab did.
Come, we will talk.
Indeed.
With that, he beckons you all to follow him.
I will make sure that I am walking near the horse. Again, carefully, not necessarily concealing, but not making it obvious what I am holding in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If there is an opportunity to maybe help him off the horse.
I guess crabs touch each other.
Crabs are a little touchy feeling.
Crabs touch each other.
A little touchy feeling.
You all in the unicorn, you weird people.
Yeah. Not in a sense of, oh, let me help you, but in a sense of, you are my superior, I lend you my hand kind of thing, if that's gels.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, normally that is something that would be done as his direct servant would do that, but it's actually a very, very humbling and polite position to offer that kind of assistance.
Oh, good.
That's great.
With that, you all walk up the path up to his house within the establishment, and when it's time to get off the horse, he does the... Okay, how do I get off the horse thing? And he does it one leg at a time and get down. And at this point, you...
joy buzzer!
Stick him and run.
No, I would be... This is a big horse, bigger than me, but...
Yeah, it's
a war horse, right?
It's a full-sized horse, which are very uncommon in Rokugan.
Right.
We just have little ponies.
Now, what is the story on this? I gotta know.
Touch the horse.
Animals can be corrupted.
It's a demon horse.
No, I would simply be standing there maybe to lend a hand, like to help him balance down. And as he steps down, I would bring my other hand over to his shoulder or something. And that's where I have the piece of jade.
And he has that balance. You know, he appreciates the offer. And when you set your other hand there, all of a sudden he goes, ow! And you see a slight sizzling. Please come this way.
Of course.
With that,
I thumb out my...
I roll composure to not give it away.
Etiquette roll. Yeah. With that, you all... He slides the rice paper wall, of course, and you enter the house. It is quite a bit more lavish than the other locations, as you would expect for
my
a local...
My question. Normally, when we go to a daimyo's place, are weapons taken away?
Normally, whenever you enter into a polite building, there is weapon racks that are at the entrance that is established. The polite thing is to set them on there, although you are technically allowed to keep your wakizashi if you would so desire. That is the soul of the samurai.
I do.
I certainly do.
I wonder why the dragon picked that as their off weapon. Mm,
it's a pretty good pick. Yeah. Pretty good pick.
So, with that, he sits down. Of course, there's the kneeling pads for everyone to sit and normally talk, and he kind of kneels, and then you see that he can't get comfortable, and he actually sits on his bottom in a very uncouth way. What has been the results of your investigation?
It is ongoing. New things are coming to light all the time. What should have been a simple matter is more complex. There are many secrets that the spiders keep. And I say it in a way that's like, sort of like, we're on your side, buddy.
He looks back and he seems very tired, like he's had a long day out, maybe a long couple days out. I was thinking that this matter would be relatively simple and that we would have it resolved and that you all would handle Daigotsu Jin. Are we on that path?
We are most certainly on a path to resolving this.
Because my concern is you've seen how these crab warriors act. And it's no matter what I tell them, when they get something in their mind, they want to shed blood. If they would have spilled the blood of those two spiders, we would have open war on our hands.
Yes. What were those spiders discovered doing?
And you can see he's almost a little embarrassed to answer, but the two crab samurai that I told you that went missing a few days ago, some of the crab soldiers believed that they were taken by the spider. So they took two of theirs. And despite my efforts to calm them, you saw the result. As ashamed as I am to say, you all have done better a job at calming my men than I have. He turns and coughs again.
We hope to resolve this dispute soon, but have no guarantees to that. Perhaps you could make an offering to the spider to calm tensions in the meantime.
As I would just like this issue to be resolved. And while I understand you stand on both sides of this, this is a clear black and white issue. It was our land. It is still our land, no matter what the river actually did. How is this not clear at this point? What further complications can there be?
The results of our decision will be abided, is what is to be expected. However, from the climate that I, a foreigner, have taken in, I can clearly see that that will not be the result.
Are you giving this land to the spider?
Huh. You misread me, sir. No matter whom the land is given to, there will be bloodshed. You know this. Look at you in your state. Could you defend your land?
I do not need another walking to me and insulting me in my own house. He kind of puffs out his chest, although there's no muscle there to show.
I have been instructed of the crab's bravery, and I appreciate your bravery. But I also know you are more than a samurai. You are responsible for these people.
And you see that really sits at home with him. That's the key to his existence. He's very in tune to his people, and it really, I mean, it hurts him. You can just see he's lost all sense of face, all sense of composure. And he's just looking at you like, you're right. And nothing could hurt him more, but you're right.
That is why I am here. That is my station. I am here to act as a strong arm, and these men are here to act as a strong arm. This issue is complex, not because of what is right, but because of how to implement what is right.
There's nothing that needs to be implemented in what is right. If we just establish the land as crab territory as it was, my men understand and appreciate what we have done to defend our territory.
But if we do not,
my men will actually respect the results of what I have done as their leader.
But if the investigation is done thoroughly, then both sides are more likely to agree to it. If we did a cursory investigation and then decided to either side, the other would feel slighted.
There is no agreement. The reality is, we know that open conflict between a major clan and a minor clan has been prohibited for centuries. Therefore, we cannot push them off our land. However, if a third party acknowledges that it is proper our land and they will not commit to what needs to be done, we can move the proper force against them. We can reestablish order, and we can end tensions. May there be bloodshed? Perhaps. But only the samurai who are disobeying the law will have bloodshed. If you were to rule the other direction and tell the crab that they have to give up more of their land, there will be bloodshed all around.
But with respect, Awiko has declared the spider a major clan. They are no longer... Sorry.
They have not, that happens in the future, but that's not happened now. Yep.
Cut.
They are a minor clan.
Damn Skippy.
This is true. You know what the spider are capable of. Your people have even fought beside them. At this point, in meeting with them, I believe there is a better way. But I am most concerned about you. This could come to a duel. You realize this prospect, yes?
I have.
And you know what the results of that duel would be as I see them.
Well, that may be true as you see them in Dragonlands. The rest of Rokugan permits a willing Yojimbo to duel on someone's behalf.
Only in the sense of one person admitting they cannot duel.
Do you see a katana on my wall?
This may be part of why you have such difficulty controlling your soldiers. Admitting that could be disastrous for your position.
But, and you see him get excited, if a strong duelist were to come to my side and assist me,
then
a gift from the heavens have descended from the higher mountains to assist in reclaiming this. That is what you have come here to tell me. This is the first good news and strength I've had in months. I appreciate and accept your kind offer, Morimoto.
Oh, goddammit. Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry, we'll be back with more L5R next week. As always, you can check out the show notes to see more from our guests that were on the show this week. Once again, they were from the RPG Academy podcast and the GM Academy community on Roll20. I'd like to give a thanks to the Chicago Podcast Cooperative for hooking us up with our sponsorships. You can learn more about the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com. It's a way for businesses to distribute their ads on dozens of podcasts from around Chicago through one channel. And if you'd like to advertise with us directly, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. If you like what we do here and you want to help out the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter @OneShotRPG. Check us out on Tumblr @OneShotPodcast.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook @Facebook.com/OneShotPod. Or leave us a rating and review on iTunes. The more 5-star ratings and reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find the show. One Shot is a joint production between Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with tons of great articles, videos, and podcasts for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Be Your Own Pet with Adventure, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records.
See you next time, heroes!